a Christian woman. Oh, you good, Morgan? slurping on some ramen noodle?
Yes.
Okay, continue. A Christian woman just did something on a plane that, frankly, I was watching it with wide eyes. And now...
Wide open eyes.
Yeah, since I saw that earlier today, more and more, not just thoughts, Morgan, but emotions are welling up in me.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk about it and play the clip. Also, Morgan has emotions and thoughts on...
So many emotions and thoughts.
The Marvels and what the MCU has been doing lately. So we're going to talk about that and more in today's P&M. P&M After Dark. Man, are motor cars still a thing? That was a straight up motor car puffing along.
You guys definitely didn't hear that, but that was wild.
And more, get ready.
Let's talk about it.
All right. Earlier today, or was it last night while I was on Twitter in bed?
I couldn't tell you. I was fast asleep.
And welcome, everybody. Welcome to the show. We are glad you're here.
Get your drinky drinks out.
Oh, very nice.
My Olipop.
Yeah, I'll pop my...
Watermelon lime.
I'll show you guys what I'm drinking here in a moment. But yeah, Morgan, let us know how that is. But let's get right into it. I think it was actually this morning. I see someone on Twitter share this video, and then I see someone talking about it, and it's starting to make its rounds. You better believe it. A gospel singer who happened, Morgan, did I tell you this? She was on the recent Maverick City album that I won a Grammy.
Yes, you told me.
She's in the picture. She's on an airplane, and this happens. And we'll just play. It's like a minute-long clip, and then we got a lot to discuss. Listen closely to some, specifically to some of the exchange happening between her and the flight attendant about midway through. I find it very interesting.
I'm up for 2 Grammys. My very first time, you guys. My name is Bobby Storm, and I'm up for 2 Grammys. I don't need anything, I need you by my side, shining your light, I follow.
Are you able to be quiet?
But they're enjoying it, so while we're sitting here, could I please?
I'm not enjoying it, so I'm asking you, can you be quiet?
Okay, well,
that's a yes or no answer, please.
Am I going to go to jail if I don't?
Can you please answer my question? Are you willing and able to be quiet right now?
I'm doing what the Lord is telling me to do.
I'm asking you a question, yes or no. I'm your flight leader. I need you to follow my instruction.
Okay.
My instructions for you to answer my question. Are you able to be quiet?
What do you guys think?
I'm asking you, ma'am.
I'm asking you guys. What do you guys think?
Okay. If you're not able to follow my instruction, you will not be taking this flight.
Okay.
Are you able to be quiet?
If that's the case, then that's fine. If you were the person in charge of it all.
I'm your flight leader, yes.
If you're the person in charge of it all, then that's fine.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
I'm shook.
It was kind of hard to watch, wasn't it?
Wow. I mean, that is so painful to watch. If I was the person sitting across from them, I'd be like crying.
You really don't like social awkward.
I hate
social awkward interactions.
Conflicts.
You know, Morgan,
like
let me just say this. We don't know this. Her name's Bobby Storm. If you hop over to her Instagram, she recently talked about being on the Maverick City tracked. She's got let's see.
That was so painful for me to watch, you guys. I was just sitting there eating my ramen noodles like.
Did it make you lose your appetite for ramen noodles?
No.
She's got 175,000 followers on Insta.
She won't for long.
My latest.
It's either going to go up or down.
My latest single, We Can't Forget Him, is available everywhere. So forth and so forth. I have my initial reactions, but I just want to say, I want to leave some space for, you know, we're all out here trying to figure out how to live and to evangelize.
Right.
Anyway, now let's go.
Didn't we make a video about the one, like, what was it, like, missions team or something?
They were singing.
Group of people, yeah, like, they were coming back from a mission trip, and they were like, can we sing to you guys? And that got, like, a ton of flack, right?
That one got a lot of flack, yeah.
Did we say we agreed or disagreed? Because I don't want to.
You guys can go back and watch that video. This one's a little different because, man, like, So here's the actual, that if you saw, that was by TMZ, and they like pulled a few clips to shorten it and condense it. And they actually swapped, I noticed, one of the pieces. What really happened, she posted this, you guys, Bobby posted this to her Instagram, and you saw that was her text reading like, this really happened or something.
Okay.
She posted it and still has it up on her Instagram. It's getting blasted. It looked like, just from my briefly jumping into the comment section.
Man.
But what was I going to say?
But they switched clips.
Thank you. In the original clip, it's her, starts out with her standing up. It looks like she's about to, she's addressing the whole plane is what it looks like. I don't know for sure. She's about to sing for the whole plane. The guy comes up, says, "Hey, don't do that. Sit down." So then she meanders back to her seat, and she keeps like talking to the people around her, like talking about who she is. She just won 2 Grammys and so forth. And then he comes over, and you saw that little exchange, and he tells her like, "Hey, if you continue to do this, you're not going to ride this plane." He leaves, and then she proceeds to sing a song for like 2 minutes. So that was where it was like out of order, because it kind of looked like they had made peace, and then he walks off and it was done. She sang to her the tail end of the plane after he had left. Man, guys, man. And okay, here was my line, Morgan, that I told you guys to pay attention to. In her words,
see, I bind that.
When he came over, and I guess she felt like he was giving her attitude, and maybe he was a little bit. He looked annoyed.
Yeah. He was sassy. Okay. I think we can all agree that man was a sassy man.
He
could have been kinder, for sure.
She says, "I bind that." So we got a charismatic in the house. And then she says,
she's with Maverick City.
She says, "I'm doing what the Lord has told me to do." Morgan.
Yeah.
Could she have been doing what the Lord, could the Lord have told her, "I want you to sing to this captive audience on the plane"?
This captive.
I mean, ultimately, that's what it is. They're
I
captive.
I want you to captivate this captive audience. Well, yeah, the Lord could have. He very much could have. I'm not going to say he didn't. Do I think he did? Personally, I do not. I think that's just silly. But, you know, who knows? Like, maybe there was one person on that back tail end of the flight, wherever she was sitting, that needed to hear the encouragement of her song. I'm assuming it was a Christian song.
I think it was her single. My latest single, "We Can't Forget Him," is available everywhere.
Right. So, well, maybe someone needed to hear that. I don't know.
Do I hear you giving some space for maybe that was justified?
Well, look, I personally think... And I think that this is what I said about the plane video, the other one that we did months and months ago. You know, it's one thing if you're out in public, if you're out on the streets, if you're at a park, but like literally you're in an airplane. You can't leave. You're stuck.
Captive audience.
The captive.
Held captive.
I would not feel comfortable if a witch got up and was like, "I'm going to sing you my mantra that I just made. It's going viral and it will put you in a spell," whatever. So to me, you know, I want to pay my respects to everyone being captive on this plane, being like, "Y'all can't go anywhere. I'm not going to force you into doing or listening to anything." So
we don't know. We can't get up here and say we know for sure
now,
her motive.
Pardon moi.
Oh my goodness. Now that is really something. I mean, some people might tune in just to watch this spectacle.
This is the right way to eat it.
Definitely. We can't say for sure we know her heart, her intentions. She may have had a great heart. I would have maybe a little easier time with what I just witnessed had she not been promoting her stuff.
Yeah, that was weird. She's like, "I'm Bobby Stone."
You can find
her Storm.
Barbie Storm.
Barbie Storm.
Barbie. you can find. Didn't she say like you can find this song?
Yeah, all the streaming on all platforms.
Yeah. So like, we don't need that. Is there a place for someone to feel so compelled in their spirit, looking around and seeing the lost world, to want to evangelize? Maybe want to evangelize through worship, sure.
Totally.
I guess also I would maybe feel a little more inclined to maybe see the positive spin on it had it been like straight up evangelism, straight up sharing the gospel of Jesus. But still,
I still think, like, unless God just like starts a fire in your plane, you probably should not be standing up sharing anything. Share it with the person you're sitting beside. There have been plenty of times on planes where I have talked and shared my testimony, shared the gospel with total strangers. But like, we had kind of
good for, good for you.
Thank you. We'd kind of built somewhat of a relationship, you know. Oh, wow, that's strange.
Yeah, that's the thing. Some people are just extremely evangelistic, and praise God for them.
Yes.
I have heard, I think my sister maybe was even telling me, like, they went to a showing of a movie and either someone she was with or her herself got up and started sharing the gospel after the movie ended. Praise God if you feel so inclined to do so. But the difference is the people in the theater could leave if they wanted to, or they could stay and hear the gospel. She literally, and even, she was even at one point, oh, it was really awkward personally for me to watch. She was like, okay, well, you don't want me to address these people? Let's see what they want. What do you guys want? And he was like, no, woman.
That's when I would have been crying.
He was like, no, I'm addressing you. You answer for yourself. And she was like putting it on them. That just puts them in such an awkward spot. Like, who out of that group is going to be like, I don't want you to sing? Like, that's incredibly awkward for her to turn it on the audience. So they are literally, they can't go anywhere. So that's just really, I could even go as far as to say that's very selfish. That's a very selfish thing to do.
Yeah.
To try to do that to a plane full of people that aren't able to leave.
Right. Like, I get you're excited of you just got nominated for a Grammy. That's so cool and amazing, and praise God for you. Like, that's so cool. But text it to your friends, call your family, yell it out loud as you're walking out of the airport if you need to just get it out, I guess. But yeah, on the airplane. And
again, like, I think there should be some serious respect. And maybe she, in her mind, she's like, I never lost my temper. I never yelled at the flight attendant. And that's good. It could have been worse. But have some serious respect and regard for this flight attendant who's in charge of the plane. And in my opinion, and you guys, let us know. I want to hear from you all. To hear him come and say what he said, whether or not he was sassy, he's the one over them. Like, he's in charge of this plane, other than, I guess, you know, the pilot and whatnot. And to disregard his orders and to continue to sing the song when he walks away after he said, like, what he said, that's just really unsettling to me, to be frank.
Yeah. There you have it.
Wow. And yeah, I mean, just to say, like, I'm doing what the Lord has told me to do, it gets back into the whole conversation we've had now a number of times, even in the last month. Did the Lord really tell you that? I'm not going to, without a doubt, say no, he definitely didn't. But so many people are throwing that around these days. I mean, it's in my face. It feels like every day.
Yes.
Did the Lord really tell you that?
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
What do you guys think? Let's read some of your all's thoughts on this thing. The Archon, what are you doing typing in the chat when you should be engaged in the John Cooper Skillet concert?
How can you even hear what we're saying?
It's got to be loud up in there. Hey. We're glad you're here, the Archon. I mean, I see lots of...
I don't know why I keep eating. I'm full, but they're so good.
Yeah, those noodles are delicious. Great seeing everybody right now. Seriously, I see...
it's great day to be alive.
It is. Plenty.
Give this video a thumbs up, because why not?
Yes. I see plenty of patrons in the house. Let's see what they're saying. Amaya says, I'm tired of people sharing the gospel to people and assuming they even want that. Some people aren't and don't want to be a Christian, and that's okay, lol. That was a little harsh, in my opinion. But yeah, it's like, if that's the presentation of the gospel that some people are getting, it I don't like when people say like, oh, the way you're doing something could turn people away. Like, obviously, if you know, anyone could be turned away by something you do or say that's not absolutely perfect the way they want to hear it. But nevertheless, like, that is pretty cringe. Mm-hmm. That was pretty cringe. Lily Perry, what's up? Lily says, very awkward. Amaya says, my point is you can't and should not force Christianity. I agree with that.
You can't force it.
Dana says, what's up, Dana? I think God could use someone to witness and worship on a plane. Who knows, the next minute they could have crashed. That's true.
I don't even think they were in the air yet.
I mean, and maybe that song could encourage somebody. I don't know all the words to that song. But again, that's not, to me, the same thing as sharing the gospel.
Yeah.
It felt, in many ways, like self-promotion.
And like I said, if your plane is on fire, by all means, share the gospel and try to get souls to Jesus on your way down. But, yeah, you're just, like, self-promoting your Grammy and your song. It's weird.
Yeah. Archon says, I guess you have to define force.
He was talking to someone else.
Okay. Mark Moore says, after Sam Smith, should any of us want a Grammy? I hear you, Mark. Let's see. Don't sing on a plane, period. Actually, before we move on to the next topic, I did see, man, like, again, some people, it's pretty crazy. Like, she commented, or she posted it to her Instagram. She commented on her post, and so she's like kind of engaged with this, and man, like, the very top comment was 6,600 likes. This is one of the most egotistical things I've ever seen. You think because you're Grammy nominated that rules don't apply to you and the plane is your stage? Work on that ego, sis.
Oh, that's painful. Yeah, I mean, she honestly is asking for this by posting this to her Instagram.
That was pretty bold. Like, you think this is kind of one of those things you feel like, oh, that went viral, and the person's, like, embarrassed.
Yeah.
It's like, still up on her Instagram.
It's like, it went viral because she posted this.
And maybe she's loving the attention.
Maybe. She could be one of those people that's like, no press is bad press.
And she probably has gotten more.
Yeah.
Views, firmer song, and whatever. Matt Walsh, you guys know we like a little Matt Walsh up in here. He says, he tweeted this video, he responded to it, and he said, I'm 100% on the flight attendant's side. You can't force a captive audience to listen to a musical performance that none of them asked for or wanted. Bobby Storm, you know, you do what you want, but I think the best thing to do might be issue a public apology.
Yeah, maybe.
Probably.
Solo Christo says, stay away from ramen noodles. It is not food. Plus, singer on plane did not hear from the Lord because she was 100% in the wrong. I will never stay away from ramen noodles.
Yeah, babe, that's between you and
the Lord.
That person. Michaela Huffman, what's up, Michaela? Glad you're here. That was definitely self-promotion. She didn't mention God once in any of the clips I've seen until after she is told to stop.
Interesting. Yeah, and then, you know, calling it like warfare, which she, I don't know if she ever said that, but the way she was like, I bind that, with him being like, I don't want to hear it.
I really also dislike that. It's like there's a guy being sincere telling you to stop, and you say, I bind that. It just felt like a very, like, hyper-charismatic response that just didn't sit well. It didn't sit well knowing and seeing what we saw, to say, I bind that. Like, ooh, it's just, that really was hard for me not to cringe big time.
My heart is beating out of my chest right now, and you're still just talking about that. I almost just died.
I saw exactly what
my
happened.
My headphones dropped and almost spilled this everywhere and fell into my noodles.
I'm sorry, baby, that I didn't make a bigger deal out of that. Anyway, all right, you guys. Let's.
Can we move on?
Move on to Morgan.
All right.
Go ahead.
Well, guys, the MC Universe, the Marvels. What does MCU actually even stand for?
Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Oh. They're just crumbling and crashing and burning.
In the live chat, what do you guys think about the Marvel Cinematic Universe? Morgan, are you saying that they are not what they once were? I will tell you what, man. I would literally, this is, you guys, I'm a little bit of a film critic.
Okay.
I would put a Marvel film in my top five movies of all time.
Which one?
Avengers Infinity War.
It was a great one. I think the whole Avengers series was phenomenal. So good.
You better not be about to bash them, or are you? And will I support your bashing?
Oh, wow. Well, you know, honestly, I'm not going to lie. I didn't even know about this Marvels movie. I didn't ever watch the trailer.
You literally didn't even know about it?
No, I didn't know it was a thing. I knew Captain Marvel came out. No.
That came out a while, several years back, Captain Marvel.
Yeah, never watched it. I was going to, but then Paul watched it and he was like, don't even bother. It was so dumb.
So, I said it was a subpar movie.
You had other words. So, yeah, you know, I was hearing things about the Marvels movie that's coming out or came out.
I think it's in theaters now.
Yeah. Yeah, so here's an article.
Yeah, I mean, it is in theaters because it just had, like, its, you know, opening weekend.
The Marvels review, the worst MCU movie yet.
Well, not just the worst performing.
Yeah, the worst performing. It only made $47 million in the box office, which, you know, I don't know about you, but that sounds like a lot of money to me. But when you find out that they spent $270 million on making that one movie, you're like, oh, that's pennies. So it did terrible, you guys, for you people who don't understand numbers, which is me. Yeah, you know, here's the thing. There's a lot of people on the right side, the conservative right-wing side, who are like, here's why it's doing terrible and here's why Marvel's in general is tanking. They're going woke. They've gone woke and been woke for a while. And, you know, this movie is all female superheroes. And they're saying, like, nobody wants that. And that's why it did so terrible. So, you know, is that why? I don't know.
That's a question I think we need to ask right now.
Yeah.
Is the female superhero, does it just not work? Does the female-led action hero, are people just kind of, like, over that?
Well, you know, you think about this movie, you think about, what was that one that was like Ocean's?
It was Ocean's 8. Ocean's 8.
Ocean's 8, it was all the women.
And
like,
hey, don't look at me. Don't look at me, you guys that are all about to jump on me. I'm bringing up the topic.
So I've not seen like any of like the Ocean's 11 movies. I have no idea what they're about at all. But I did watch that Ocean's 8 one because I like Sandra Bullock. But it got like bashed, like it did terrible in the box office as well, and it's like all women. And then there was this other one, was it the Jason Bourne one, where it's like the female lead? That one didn't do amazing. Maybe I don't know. There's another.
There was Atomic Blonde, which we didn't see, but it was supposed to kind of be like the equivalent of James Bond but female, I heard.
Yeah. And what was Charlize Theron, was it? Yeah, that did terrible. Yeah,
Atomic Blonde.
Yeah, and so I'm just like, it's so weird because the world would have you think, like the news outlets, the media, Hollywood would have you think that like the world is starving for female empowerment in all areas, work, business, whatever, entertainment, movies, TV shows, etc. But then you get that and like the world's like, I don't want this. And it shows in the performance. And so I'm just like, what's going on here? I'm personally, like, I just don't care about that. I'm not like, yeah, female empowerment, I'm going to watch this movie and support it. And I have a feeling that majority of women are also like that. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but the numbers tell you.
I am with, I think it was Matt Walsh again.
surprise.
I don't always agree with exactly Matt Walsh's perspective. I think he can be a little harsh, but I think he said something along the lines of, generally speaking, see if I find it real quick.
Let me read Waluigi, what's up? He said, female action movies can be done well. Hunger Games and Terminator.
Ooh.
It's when you... I thought Terminator was Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's when you put the woke aspects, it starts to crumble. Yeah. I think that's a good point. Because, yeah, Hunger Games thrived. So good.
What I think...
And there was no wokeness.
I think there can be female-led action movies that work and that are good, but I think more often than not, guys are kind of like, it goes a little bit with like women's basketball. Sure, there are some people that like
women's soccer.
Women's soccer, even though I would say women's soccer is maybe a little more, okay, I don't even want to get into that. I was going to say a little more enjoyable, just athletically, than women's basketball even.
Wow.
We're talking like NBA, like professional. Right. There are some people that like the WNBA, but when you really compare it to the NBA, like, it's just...
I've never heard of that. I didn't know that existed.
What?
The WNBA.
Babe, are you... oh, wow. Clay Travis, who's a big political... Clay Travis, a big political guy who also does... Morgan, did you see this? Who also does...
Probably not.
Sports stuff. He said recently, and it got maybe a little savage, but he said... I would let me pick a championship high school boys team and we'll take any NBA or any WNBA team.
Oh, no.
They will compete one match, one game, and I will put $1 million of my own money on the line if the WNBA professional women's team beats them. Then you take my $1 million and you split it up between the players.
That's hilarious. But I would pay to see that.
If the high school boys team wins, then they have to pay the high school boys. They have to pay the school or whatever.
So
and
funny.
I saw one WNBA player, like superstar in the league, right back, like tweeted and was like, this is BS. And he's like, all right, take me up on it. All that is to say, I think there is a difference that is worth noting of a man and a woman. And maybe the general populace would prefer to see a James Bond than a female James Bond would prefer.
An atomic blonde.
A female James Bond, atomic blonde, would prefer just generally to see so-and-so versus so-and-so in this specific role. However, I agree with Waluigi. There have been films that I absolutely really enjoyed. I really enjoyed the first Hunger Games. Female-led action hero. We've seen other ones. Female-led, done a good job. But it's when it's like they take maybe a franchise that's already there or a character that's already there, and then they do like the female spinoff. It's like,
yeah,
just kind of over that.
Yeah.
It feels like they're forcing something on us, and no one likes something to be forced on them. Kind of like singing on an airplane.
Yeah. What's with all this forcing?
Don't force that on us. Don't force diversity on us. I'm serious. Stop doing your... Don't try to force this diversity training stuff on us.
Oh, goodness gracious.
In our businesses.
I just like...
What do you like?
Spider-Man. And Iron Man. And Thor. And Superman. And Batman. Notice the theme here. Man, 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 man.
Black Widow wasn't bad.
But she wasn't the main character.
Yeah, she was.
Wait, she has her own movie?
Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, yeah, I watched that. Yeah, that was good. That was good. But I think we liked her because she was in so many of the Avenger movies. like, we got to know her and we were like, we want to know her more. And then Captain Marvel, they bring her in for like one movie and nobody liked her.
Ouch.
And then she gets her own movie, which is crazy because nobody liked her. And it was like, why are you doing this to us? We're trying to tell you what we want.
What do you guys?
You ain't listening.
What do you guys think here? But yeah, Matt Walsh responded to the bad opening weekend for the Marvels, and he said, audiences don't want to watch girl action heroes. It's as simple as that. There are only rare exceptions to this rule. And like, I would say there are exceptions.
Yeah, like Superwoman, or what's her name? Wonder Woman?
Just don't say She-Hulk. I think if they're going to try to push this and make it the norm, we're kind of quickly like, I'm over that. It feels forced on us. But if you give us something original and fresh, this girl, Paraguay, Hunger Games, what's her name?
Katniss.
Katniss.
Paraguay.
Thank you.
You just threw me off so much because you said Paraguay.
What's her sister's name that she volunteered for? That's what I'm thinking of, I think. Paraguay.
Katniss and... Prim.
Primrose. Primrose. That's what came to my mind. But you give us something fresh like that, it works. But man, like She-Hulk, really?
Yeah.
She-Hulk. Are we gonna rush to the theaters or streaming services or wherever that was to see She-Hulk? We gonna rush to the theaters to see Catwoman? Maybe if you give
I
us something
like
good enough.
Catwoman in Batman.
She was good in Batman.
Yeah.
I think
specifically Anne Hathaway's Catwoman.
She did good. I think also it's gotten lame. Like,
actually, I like Zoe Kravitz too. Sorry, continue.
I think that they've just are giving us these movies. This just goes for like all of the MCU. I feel like there's been maybe five movies out, six, seven movies. I was pretty into it and I have just lost interest.
Yeah.
Didn't care to see Ant-Man. Didn't care to see the latest Star-Lord movie. So part of this is just on the I didn't see the Eternals. I didn't see whatever. Like, they're kind of giving us cruddy movies.
Yeah.
And then this one comes out, and I watched the trailer for it with Morgan just a bit ago, and it was a snooze fest.
Yeah, it wasn't too good.
So it's on top of the trying to push the female action superhero stuff is just gotten kind of lame.
True that.
All right, I'm going to see what you guys are saying to that. Lydia Kraft, pull up her super chat to the one and only Lydia Kraft.
Let me see if I can find it.
And yes, Superman.
Keep up the good work. Thank you, Lydia.
Lydia, you rock. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Superman says, I can't believe Paul just said Avengers Infinity War is a top five all time. I'm still perplexed. Movie buffs in the chat. I saw a Crash Mondo. Shout out to Crash Mondo. What's up, man? Patron. Had a good phone call with him a couple weeks ago. Where would you guys rank Infinity War / Endgame? Are you really going to tell me it's not a top 20 movie? It was awesome. And it made a ton of money.
Solo Christo says you're not saved.
Man.
I'm just kidding. He or she did not necessarily say that, but what they said just makes me want to say, calm down.
Thank you, Morgan, for coming to bat for me. Crash Mondo says, the women's soccer team lost to a high school boys team.
Yeah.
And that was the women's like national soccer team.
Yeah. It's tragic.
And, you know, it is what it is. I'm not going to shame them for that.
There's nothing shameful about it. It just shows, like, God made men and women so drastically different, and there's nothing stinking wrong with that. And I'm sick of people saying that we're the same. We're not. And that's okay. I don't want to be a man, and a man shouldn't want to be me, and if you do, you need help.
What about Taylor Swift's song? If I was a man, if I was a man.
She wouldn't like it. She wouldn't have near the success that she has right now if she was a man.
You don't think so?
Absolutely not. She is as successful as she is because she is a woman. That is my thought.
All right. Michaela says the MCU should have ended with Endgame.
True that. No, because that would mean that Spider-Man wouldn't be coming out anymore, and I would be sad about that.
The Archon agrees. As much as it pains him to say, MCU should have stopped at Endgame. Waluigi says, I love the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man trilogy. It's one of my favorite trilogies.
They were great.
Even though he doesn't really like Marvel. Soren stopped watching Marvel a little after Disney purchased it. Not because of Disney, but I did notice a big change in the movies. And I did see a comment.
Mm. Interesting.
Kind of along those lines.
Marianne says, not a fan of superhero stuff much, but Infinity War / Endgame hit different.
Oh, man. Absolutely, yeah. It did. Crash Mondo says, anybody remember Black Widow? I don't think it's about the heroes being women, LOL. You can do it in a way that doesn't force feed us. I don't want to be force fed the broccoli. You know? End Wokeness on Instagram, that's the name of their account, said Disney already lost a whopping $1 billion at the box office in 2023.
Whew.
A lot of money.
Wow. Must be nice to just lose that much money and keep going down the woke road.
Right.
No regrets.
No regrets? Am I missing something? Is that like a pun? Like a,
you know the tattoo that says like no regrets, but it's spelled ragrets?
There you go.
I like to say that when like people are doing stupid things. I'm like, no regrets.
I don't think I've heard you say that.
I have. I've said it in a live before and he didn't notice.
It's cute. They went on to say, now their new The Marvels crap might be their biggest bomb yet. $200 million to produce, $100 million to promote, and it only made $47 million so far in the United States.
That is a bummer.
The lowest opening in MCU history. Yeah, they go on to talk about it a little bit more. So yeah, you know, I feel like America is just kind of speaking. Ashley St. Clair on Twitter said, this movie didn't flop because sexism. Barbie, ooh, is one of the highest grossing films ever. The Marvels flop because it's a garbage woke film. Go woke, go broke. But then I did see someone else comment and say the Marvels has no woke or agenda in it, as the internet would like you to believe. They say it's a fun film throughout, but a very poor one at that. The plots were...
Yeah, that's what this article that I read
blah,
said.
Blah, blah, blah. It was half-baked story and so forth. And I would say it was kind of a combination of... It probably was just kind of a crappy movie. Combine that with... I'm guessing there probably was some woke stuff in it, but maybe not.
It says... The interminable movie, barely directed by Nia DaCosta, is not so much the story of Captain Marvel, Miss Marvel, and Monica Rambeau as it is a sad study of the downfall of America's favorite screen franchise. Once again, we get an MCU film that's littered with insider techno babble and is impossible to follow. Once again, we get an MCU film featuring characters we don't care a lick about, even though they beg us to, like meowing cats at feeding time. Once again, we get an MCU film that we're told cost $270 million to make, yet appears as pricey as season 5 of Stargate SG-1, whatever that is.
Yep, heard of it.
So, yeah, strange.
For the record, guys, there have been female leads, like I already said, that
They said the script and main villain were terrible.
I believe it. I really like Sound of Music. Now, there is a heroine.
Sound of Music?
There is a heroine. There is a heroine. Is that the word? Heroine?
Heroine!
There is a heroine that I can get behind. Julia Roberts. Julia Andrews. Pardon me. Julia Andrews in Sound of Music. Now, there is a heroine that I can get behind that was up against the odds and kicked some butt.
Goodness.
And I really like that one. All right, before we get to the next topic, I actually wanted
another topic.
Yeah, it's something to do with Candace Owens. Before I get to it, Morgan, I actually have it to be pulled up on the screen. But before I do, you guys, as you've probably heard us share by now in other PNMs after dark, we have a huge project that we are
huge
in the throes of with the YouTube channel.
Yes.
And I invite you to become a patron. If you become a patron, you will see we have part one. It's a very beginning part. There will be many parts after this. Part one is up for patrons only.
And will only ever be released to patrons.
Thank you. Also, the project obviously has been announced to patrons. So if you become a patron, you will see what it is. As well as in the future, as we start going down this road with this new type of content, we're still going to be making B&M's After Dark. Don't worry. But this new road that we're very excited about, the patrons will get special privileges.
Yes.
So I'm just saying, if you guys want to support this, it's very big. It's taking a lot of time and resources.
So
invite
much.
You to jump
it's
over,
huge.
Jump over to Patreon and support this. We invite you to do that, and we are greatly appreciative. Shout out to all the patrons in the house. Patreon.com/Paul and Morgan Show. The link is below. Morgan, pull up the picture that I have that Candace Owens posted to her community page.
I can't see, so hopefully this is it.
That is it.
Oh.
Make that a little bigger. Before, take it down for a second. I have not taken a sip of my drink yet. I'm getting a little parched. You guys know I like to show you what I have brought to the table. First, Morgan, how would you describe this drink that you have?
It's really good, actually. I haven't loved... Like, I liked Olipop when I first got it, and then for some reason, I just stopped liking it. I don't know why. But this is the watermelon lime, and it's actually very good. It's strange, but good. It's got 9 grams of fiber in it.
Really?
Now, that is something.
9 grams of fiber in something that looks like a Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
That's pretty stinking good. I actually like Olipops slightly better than Poppies, personally. I like them both, though. What would you give that one out of 10? And then let me have a sip and try it out.
Seven and a half.
That's a pretty strong score. In the live chat right now, if you guys are sipping on anything or snacking on anything, please let us know what it is. I will say, Morgan, when I see watermelon lime, I don't think of those two things as going well together.
Well, let's find out. He loves to give y'all the ASMR.
What first hit me, Morgan, was not watermelon or lime, but I think the fusion of the two created for me almost like a cucumber. Like a cucumber melon.
Yeah.
And it works.
I don't know. Yeah, it almost reminds me of that cucumber water from Blue Sushi.
Yeah, I agree.
But more potent this is.
I'll go with 7.5 as well. I think that actually surprisingly really works. Morgan,
oh, no.
I'm going to set this down and crack this bad boy open. Topo Chico. Sparkling.
It's literally the most boring drinks ever.
Sparkling mineral water with a twist of lime.
Wow, so exciting. What did you get last time?
The last one was worse.
Yeah.
Just straight up water with a bit of... This at least is sparkling. Hey, don't try this at home, kids.
Oh, no.
All right, I will say this.
That thing was exploding.
Wow.
This, Morgan, if you combine like all of the LaCroix and the different sparkling waters.
Yeah.
I think this might take the cake.
I mean, I've had Topo Chico. It's not bad, but just boring.
Take it back.
It tastes like a Sprite with zero sugar in it. That's literally exactly what it tastes like. Sprite with zero sugar, so.
I'm about to make a confession. I said this is like the top. There is one sparkling water that's better than this, and you guys are not going to like it.
What is it? Oh. What is it? What is it?
You guys aren't going to like it.
Bubbly?
Liquid Death.
Oh, brother. Okay. But once Paul found out that it is legitimately true that they... What do? They cast spells on their water. He stopped drinking
Liquid
it.
Death.
So don't worry, guys.
Apparently has a witch that has casted spells.
That is the creepiest thing I've ever heard. What is wrong with
Liquid them? Death, their branding is...
I mean, their branding is one thing, but they just went over the top.
Wow.
Wow.
I mean, dude, this stuff hits you like a ton of bricks.
Goodness gracious, son.
I apologize. That was bigger than I thought it was going to be. Liquid Death, I believe it is.
James Zirko says, let's wrap things up. Paul's going to a guy's night in a little bit at James's house.
I'll be over, James. I'll be over. Save me some of those wings, dude.
Oh, you're having wings.
Don't eat all the wings, James.
Let's be nice.
Listen, hate it or love it, you guys know I keep it real. Liquid Death Mango is probably the best sparkling water that I've had. And when I was at Whole Foods today picking out my drink, I thought about it.
Did not.
I thought about it, but I decided, you know what? It's worth me taking a little bit of a hit in taste to not support a demonic branded company.
Yeah.
Hey, can I, you weirdo, in the chat right now, I would appreciate a little love.
Absolutely not.
And I would appreciate a little love for my wife that I stood on my principles.
Oh, amen to that. All right, moving on.
That was sarcasm, and I don't appreciate it. All right, I have a lovely glass of non-fermented wine, aka grape juice. Shoo, you had Michaela, you had the P&M, the Pamley.
We were so worried about you and your soul.
You worked us up into quite the worry for your soul. I've been scared. Yeah. All right. Morgan, can you read that for us?
Sure.
Because I saw this and I was like, man. Ugh.
A friend of mine went to visit an elementary school called Foot School in Connecticut.
Can you read it a little more menacing, please?
This is the book they were reading to a kindergarten classroom.
Kindergarteners.
Unreal. We are truly facing a crisis of masculinity in this country, and it is ever so intentional.
Now you're sounding a little like you're treating this with sarcasm. I need you to tweak it a little bit to just very sober menacing.
Best part of this is that when she inquired about why this book was being read to kindergartners, they told her that they were a progressive school, and if she had any issues with it, she need not apply. How's that?
That was good. My princess boy is being read to a class of kindergartners.
That's so sick. You guys, that's so sick.
And if you can see the small print underneath, pull it up for just a second, Morgan, so I can see it. Wow, I still feel like I need a burp. Man, that sparkling water gets
to you. A mom's story about a young boy who loves to dress up. And there's the little boy in the dress wearing I don't even know what.
You know what? Oh, you
on
can
his
make
head.
Smaller.
What is
again,
that?
Morgan.
Tampon? Like?
Oh, wow. Wow, Morgan.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised.
You know what?
No, it's one of those vagina hats, I bet you.
Are we allowed to say that on... For those of you who are like, Morgan, that is absolutely appalling. It was a real thing
in
the Women's March. I'm not going to say it.
The pro-choicers were wearing vagina hats.
Okay, after dark. Wow. Well, I guess we're living up to the name.
Listen, it's a part of your body. If you're being a freak about it, that's on you.
I'm not being a freak about it. It's just weird hearing that word on a live stream. You know, wait, but now I forgot what the tagline was in that book.
A mom's story about a boy who loved to dress up.
That's such an innocent sounding tagline. About a boy who loved to dress up. Notice that the cover wasn't, my son loves to dress up as knights, you know, medieval knights. Or he loves to dress up, the boy that loved to dress up as dinosaurs or scarecrows. He's wearing a stinking tutu with a, according to Morgan, a possible vagina hat.
It's
according to Morgan. I'm not, I don't think that that's
proven
what,
possible until not.
I think that it was some type of little queen, like princess crown.
In the shape.
No, stop it. Okay, no more saying that. I think, but so he's a little cross-dresser, little cross-dressing boy. Shame on the parents. And that's where they're reading to stinking kindergartners.
Yeah.
So I posted it to my Instagram and I said, watch out for your kids.
Man, I hope, I mean, first of all, Luca is going to be homeschooled, so we'll never have to deal with this, praise God. And also, I really hope that they're not reading books like that here in Kentucky, but with our governor who was voted back in. They probably will be soon enough. But anywho.
I'm sure he's supportive of it. I mean,
yeah, he is.
Supportive of that stuff.
You know, where was I going with this? Oh, I hope that if my kindergarten son was ever sitting in a class or some group and they read that book, that he would just start laughing. Be like, this is so silly.
And then he gets sent to the principal's office.
And I would be proud of him and say, that's right, Bubs, it is silly.
You know the thing,
goofy,
Morgan?
Weird thing.
I completely agree, or at least that he would stand up and say, this is not right.
Yeah.
The problem is...
boys don't wear dresses.
Right.
Unless your sister forces you. Because I definitely forced my little brother into a dress before.
You are terrible. You are perpetuating this confusion.
No. That was all normal childlike behavior. Older sisters attacking their little brother, forcing him into a dress, and making him run out to show our mom and dad. And my mom being like, what in the world? And my dad being like, get that off.
Yeah.
But then he kind of chuckled.
Right. The sad thing is, you have these parents that are all like, well, my child knows better. Like, my child is going to speak up and sway the other kids.
Right.
My 3-year-old.
Yeah. Okay, well, 5 foot. Yeah.
I think literally I jumped into a private Christian school that was pretty big, and a lot of questionable stuff went on there. Good stuff, too, but it was, you know what I'm saying. It was very different than homeschooling. I was a junior in high school. And I was too scared to stand up for my beliefs at times.
Yeah.
Like, I specifically remember they came, the guys on the soccer team, and they were telling me some of the inappropriate stuff that they did. I wanted to fit in, and I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
I was a junior that had been raised in a conservative Christian home. We are, and hopefully a 7-year-old could speak up, but are we really going to put that expectation on them?
No, it's absolutely not their job. It is not. It's not Luca's job as a 5-year-old in kindergarten in a public school, which will never happen. It's not his job to speak up and be like, this isn't right, or boys don't wear dresses. Like, I mean, he might say that, but he also might not. And he might be looking around like, is anybody going to say anything? And then he realizes nobody's saying anything. Maybe this is okay. And he comes home to mommy and daddy and tells us about what he read. And we're like, huh? But yeah, like, it's not our child's job to protect the other students around him, to stand up for them. It's our job. So,
yeah. Absolutely. Cappy Lover says, my 3-year-old missionary. Clown faces.
Yeah. Allie Beth Stuckey does a really good job talking about, like, your child is not a missionary. They're just not. And that's okay. Like, they're not ready for that. That doesn't mean that they can't evangelize in their day-to-day life. Like, they evangelize to us on a regular basis, but, like, that's not their calling or their job right now in life. Like, they are to be raised up by the parents that God placed in their lives.
Crash Mondo says, yes, homeschool your kids.
Yeah.
Lily Perry says, my brother used to try on my dresses just for fun, but it was all a joke.
Right. It was always a joke. Like, I can't even imagine if, like, my brother, man, I wish we had pictures. Actually, we do have pictures somewhere. But, like, you know, comes out in one of our dresses and we maybe put makeup on him too. But, like, if my parents were like, now, Kyle, how do you feel in this dress? Does it make you feel good?
I, you know what? You're creeping me out, even you talking like this.
It's creepy. It's disturbing. It's not right. It's so weird. Like, Luca, you know, when I'm doing my makeup, Luca grabs anything he can out of my makeup bag and starts chewing on it.
Oh, no.
Should I, you know, like, are there parents that are like,
yes.
My son is going for my makeup. That must mean he wants to put makeup on. He's a woman. Like, that's just mentally ill. You're mentally ill if you think those things. So don't think.
And there's help for you if you're mentally ill. Like, there is help for you. never too far gone.
That was from something.
The love of, from the love of the Lord. You're not. Shout out to Lydia Kraft's brother who is in the stream. What's up? Merciful Warrior says Allie Beth Stuckey just had Kirk Cameron on her podcast about this very topic. Great podcast. Highly recommend. I believe it.
Yeah, I want to listen to that one.
The Pulse says, yeah, both of my kids are homeschooled. It's sad that you almost have to shelter them these days, but something aren't worth being around. We just need to train and equip them with the truth.
Munchausen by proxy. Exactly, Crash Mondo.
The fact that it's a funny picture, funny and picture worthy, says it's not normal at all. Exactly.
Exactly.
It should be funny and picture worthy.
Yeah.
And then you should delete the picture to only be seen 20 years later and laugh hysterically at it. It makes me think of the Even Stevens episode. Shout out to the best show to ever come out of Disney. I don't even want to hear it out of the Disney fans that are going to try to say, no. It's like a newer Disney show.
I got nothing.
It's like
the Joe Bros.
No.
That was the worst show ever.
What's like a Disney show that's come out in the last like 8 years? No. Phineas and Ferb.
Phineas. What is with you tonight, man?
What is it?
Phineas.
Phineas. What did I say? I said that.
You said Phineas.
Oh, please. It's nitpicking. Oh, Phineas and Ferb. Even Stevens is the best show to ever come out of Disney. And there was that episode. The boys snuck down to spy on Wren and her friends when they had the sleepover. And they wanted to have spy spots to hear who the girls had crushes on.
Right.
Wren,
caught him.
Gets turned, beans went and sold them out. And they're watching on the screen through their like stuff where they see beans go upstairs and they point to beans points to the hidden cameras. The girls come down. The boys try to scram through the open window. They grab Lewis. They tie him to a chair and turn him into a girl. And it's hilarious. That's how we should be viewing that. Hilariously out of place.
Yeah.
Hilariously out of place. Yeah. And I say that in love.
Comedy.
I say that in love.
Amen. All right. Well, pray for our country and our world.
Yes. And Katie Howard says Beans is a true icon. I agree.
Whatever happened to Beans? Has he been in anything?
He had a little career. A little bit of an odd looking guy. Well, but no, but dude. Great, though. Great dude, I'm sure.
His name was Beans. You can't be normal looking if your name is
Someone
Beans.
Look him up. I'm going to look him up right now. Morgan, tell him to do the last question of the stream while I look up what Beans looks like today. All right,
guys. Last question of the stream. You know how it works. Funny, lighthearted, everyone gets to answer. Go. Ride them in and also give this video a thumbs up.
Stephen Anthony Lawrence is his name.
Please.
All right. Here's what he looks like now. Let's see. Yeah.
No.
Well, like I said, I'm sure he's the sweetest guy.
Oh, he looks like a sweet guy.
I'm sure he is.
Babe.
What?
Stop.
What? Stop what?
Stop.
No, I'm sure he's literally the sweetest guy.
He looks sweet. Is he a doctor now?
I'm sure he probably is. That's the type of guy he is. Just smart as a whip.
Absolute worst person ever.
What? No. What?
Smart as a whip.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at him, there's another picture. It's like, wow, that guy's smart. That guy is smart and charming.
You are such a freak.
Smart and charming.
Oh,
my really cool
goodness.
Guy. No, you're a really good guy. Really good guy. No, you know what?
Just stop talking.
He's got a funny haircut. He does. I mean, he's got a funny haircut. I would say go ahead and shave the rest.
Talking right now.
What? Shave the rest of his hair. Dude, a really good guy, though. All right.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Find it. How you doing, Morgan? How you
find it, bubs.
How you feeling? How you feeling, Morgan? How you holding up?
Feeling great.
The Archon says, man, sounds like I'm missing quite the live. It's had its moments, the Archon. I'm excited to hear how the Skillet concert is. Okay. Hey, when I say bit of an odd looking guy, he was an odd looking child in Even Stevens. Like, that was part of the fun, is like Beans is just funny. And I'm sure, what?
You just stop talking.
Man, he was literally my second favorite character. He was my third favorite character in the whole show.
Oh, goodness
I should
gracious.
Tell you something.
Oh, wow.
I love the kid.
Yes, the Archon is at a Skillet concert in Michigan. Yes, Grand Rapids. Michigan.
Superman says he looks like he can beat a 10-year case for me. Not like a lawyer? A
lawyer, yeah.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Like, you want that kid. You want Stephen Lawrence. I can't remember his full name. You want him on your side. I love when Even Stevens went to Hawaii. I agree, Kayla. That is the best, easily the best original movie to come from the Disney Channel. Easily.
Oh, goodness.
All right, guys, come on. Give us a few more. Give us a few more to choose from. Let's go out with a bang. What do you got? Last question of the stream.
Oh, Christmas tree. Oh, Christmas tree.
Katie Howard says, I'm laughing so hard. Everything is said in love, dude.
Oh, man.
Mm-mm. How about this? I saw we love you, Beans. Yes, we do, absolutely. I saw that Kayla said, what is your favorite TV show or film that defined your childhood? We'd had a question like this before, but since we're talking about this, like, obviously, you know, I would say like Even Stevens, but I can think back to even when I was a little younger, like, what is a show? I go back to like PBS Kids. Like, that was even more what we watched. What would the show be that defines your childhood? Can you pull that up, Morgan? It is from Kayla's Musical Digest.
I'll try to find it. All right. Well, everyone answer in the chat.
Write it in, guys. Write it in.
I would say that Hannah Montana was a defining aspect of my childhood. I was a little older. Like, what? 11, 12, 13? I think all of those ages.
Would your mom, like, ever pop in and be like, not sure this show's got, like, I mean, I'm not like bashing Hannah Montana, but like, there's some themes that maybe.
I mean, yeah, like, are they boy crazy? Yes, which is why I was boy crazy. All the shows I watched made me boy crazy. I mean, let's be real here. Mary Kate and Ashley, all their movies, boy crazy.
Because my mom did not really like us watching Disney Channel a lot. So we only watched it like at our friends' houses and cousins and stuff.
Actually, I also watched That's So Raven, which was way before Hannah Montana. That was like my main.
Was it really?
Show. And then the Cheetah Girls came out and I was like.
Cheetah Girls, Cheetah Sisters.
Cheetah Sisters.
Soren says.
Been together.
Yeah. Soren says, hey Arnold, love and want to rewatch it at 29 years old. Hey.
Oh, no. Okay,
you know what? It's obvious that I can't do sparkling water anymore, at least Topo Chico. I mean, it comes up like a ton of bricks, dude. It literally comes up like a ton of bricks.
Oh.
And all I can do is, I mean, guys, maybe I could have controlled that a little better, but, like, I apologize. It comes up so fast and so strong. I can't. I think you drink. Take a swig of that and tell me that you can't. Take a swig of that.
I did burp when I drank it.
I mean, look at it. As soon as she takes a swig, you can see the bubbles just like all, like it's a ton of bubbles.
It is very bubbly.
It's like that ever-lifting juice from Willy Wonka. You have to burp to go down or else you're going to the ceiling. That's how I feel like I'm headed to the ceiling on this stuff. You know, I always... Soren, there's those shows that you watched as a kid and there was like, you had intrigue around them, but just something kind of weirded you out.
Was that Hey Arnold?
Hey Arnold just weirded me out a little bit.
Yeah, what's her face having that bubblegum mold of Arnold's head?
But then she was so like hateful towards him.
So mean to him.
There was those, so that one weirded me out. Also, Ed, and Eddie, I liked, but it kind of weirded me out.
That one cat dog.
Cat dog,
creepy.
A little bit like that. Pinky and the Brain was weird. Even like Dexter's Laboratory. It was shows that like I would watch, but I was like, I don't love this.
Fairly Odd Parents was a little weird.
I liked Fairly Odd Parents.
I did too, but it was like a little bit like, no, Danny Phantom. That was weird, but I watched it. But there was something strange about it as well.
I can't speak on that one. Courage the Cowardly Dog, definitely. Super weird. But I liked it, kind of.
I don't know.
Let's see what they're saying. Oh, wow. You guys have written in a lot. PBJ, Otter, and Hey Arnold. Blue's Clues. You're going way back, Hannah Elizabeth. Unless you liked it as like a 14-year-old, and then no judgment from me. Drake and Josh and iCarly. We got a
Drake and Josh. Great.
Cartoon
great
Network.
Show. My mom loved that show. She would sit down and watch it with us and crack.
Your
up.
Mom liked Drake and Josh.
She did. She was sad when they quit.
Lily Perry says, "Good Luck Charlie." I've never seen that. Is that a cartoon?
You're too old for that.
Real movie or cartoon?
Real people. It's got Bridget Mendler in it.
Don't know who that is.
Clifford. From Lemonade Mouth or something. You know that movie?
Vaguely. Clifford or Looney Tunes, Hannah says. Star Wars Clone Wars, Dana Struck says. Dragon Tales, Hannah Montana.
Dragon Tales.
Charlie and Lola.
Dragon Tales,
Looney Tunes. Dora the Explorer. Zoe 101 was Boy Crazy.
Oh, Zoe 101.
Yeah, that guy that always wore the sleeveless shirts that was boy, that was girl crazy.
Mm-hmm. They're making, it's out now maybe, a new like Zoe 101 movie or something on Paramount.
I'm sure that's going to do
it. It looks terrible.
I'm sure that's going to do really well.
So bad.
Zach and Cody, Jennifer Vega says, Zach and Cody was really good.
That was good. My brother liked that one way more than me, though.
When I was in LA, I ran into the girl that was the main girl from Suite Life on Deck.
Oh.
Debbie Ryan.
Debbie Ryan.
At church, funny enough, and I wanted to talk to her so bad, but she was around a circle of cool-looking people, and I couldn't quite.
Oh, I would have paid to see you go talk to her.
I went over and forced myself into the circle. I literally forced myself into the circle in the sense that like I started just striking up conversation to get to her.
Oh, you are so bad, dude. That is so cringe. I can't even.
It was almost as cringe as the girl on the airplane, but not quite. but I never got to talk to Debbie Ryan and... I missed my opportunity.
And yeah, well,
in between
good
the
thing,
in between the lions, Mikayla Huffman says,
and I missed my opportunity.
Sound of Music also, boom, shakalaka. Basically, all the Cartoon Network, Sister, that's going back a little bit.
Oh, that is. Wow, y'all are bringing up the shows.
SpongeBob, Full House, Barney.
Full House. Wow, I just watched like a crap ton of TV as a child.
You must have. Courage the Cowardly Dog was the weirdest. It was very
Thankfully,
weird.
Thankfully, I didn't watch that one, so.
Samurai Jack was also weird. Cat Dog. Man, you guys are just like a ton. Yes, Debbie Ryan. Thank you, Superman. All right.
All right, guys.
Oh, wait. Mine was going to be, I mean, if we're really like probably Clifford the Big Red Dog. I was a huge fan of that.
How old were you when you watched Clifford?
I was a kid.
How old?
14.
No. Are you serious? Where's my drink?
Give me this.
Look, I haven't burped once, Bubs. And I haven't felt the need to burp either, so.
Do you want me to chug the rest of this?
Kind of.
Or would it be too offensive?
No. Chug it. Chug it. Chug it. Oh, no. Please don't throw up. Please don't throw up like you did that one time. Oh, no. Now I'm having passion.
I feel fine.
That is sick.
I'm sorry. Why are we so immature?
So gross.
Why are we so immature? Take this away from me.
I'm having flashbacks, you guys, to when he chugged that.
Take that Topo Chico away from me.
Oh my
god. Guys, I apologize.
I gotta go find that video ASAP.
His spirit just left his body. All right, we're getting out of here. Seriously, we are getting out of here.
And if you missed that video where he...
I don't know. All right, we gotta go.
His face was so shocked. I'm crying.
I still have
like weeping.
I still have a air in my lungs.
I'm gonna upload that video to a Patreon for you guys to watch.
If you can find it. All right, guys.
Well, I have it saved on my phone in favorites.
Do you really? Yeah. Love you all. Thanks for tuning in.
Oh, wow. He's going to be burping the rest of the night to say a prayer for me.
Get ready, James. I'm on my way over.
Yeah. Get ready. Oh, my goodness. All right.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. We'll see you very soon, and get ready. Get ready.
Get ready.
For the project that we're working on.
Oh, yes. Oh, man, I would love to make a short out of that video, Maya.
Okay. All right. All right. All right. Moving on. Seriously, guys, be blessed. We'll catch you again very soon. Morgan, you got the Patreon roll ready?
Yes.
Awesome. Have hope.
And be very. Bye.
Hey guys, as you may have noticed, we get very few brand deals. A big reason for that is because we make unashamedly Christian content.
We've had brand deals taken away from us because people who don't like us reach out to them and demand that they cancel us.
Due to the fact that we stand on what the Bible says and we don't conform to culture.
Which is why our patrons, the names you see here, are so important.
You guys really are the lifeblood of this ministry. We could not do it without you all.
If you guys believe in this content and you want to partner with us on Patreon, go to patreon.com/PaulandMorganShow or click the link in the description.
Go team. That was the one.